Friends, the evangelist Matthew used to be a greedy tax collector. He worked for the colonial Roman rulers and was much resented and hated by the Israelites. However, his life was totally transformed as he followed Jesus the Messiah. Jesus became his Savior and his Lord and King, and he repented of his wrongdoing. Later, he became one of Christ's 12 apostles. He dedicated his energies to serving the divine Messiah King and was inspired by the Holy Spirit to author the gospel account called by his name, which is the first book of the New Testament. This was initially addressed to the Jewish people to guide them to understand that Jesus is the promised Messiah who descended from Abraham through King David's royal line. Friends, Matthew's gospel recorded important events about the confrontation Jesus had with the corrupt religious and political leaders of his own people who rejected and opposed him. Jesus always reminded them of the true teaching of the Old Testament scriptures, which they claimed to know and follow. He repeatedly rebuked their wrongdoing and exposed their ignorance and hypocrisy through simple parables. The last parable addressed to them was about a wedding feast. It ended by implying that they were unfit to be in God's heavenly presence. Before that, he directly told them, "The kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a people producing its fruit." This, of course, intensified their anger and hatred. In the 22nd chapter of Matthew's gospel, we read, "Then the Pharisees went and plotted how to entangle him in his words. They wanted him to respond to what seemed to be an honest, simple question. What do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" The question required a simple answer. It is important, however, to notice two facts. First, knowing that Jesus was already aware of their dishonesty, they didn't go directly to him themselves. Instead, they sent their disciples to him. Those disciples were told to seek to take Jesus off his guard by first pretending to respect him and trust his teaching. Before asking their question, they sought to flatter him by saying, "Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God truthfully, and you do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances." Second, they came along with the Herodians. The Herodians were a group of Israelites allied with the Roman rulers. As such, Jews viewed them as disloyal and even as traitors. Friends, like most Israelites, the Pharisees silently resented having to pay taxes to their Roman oppressors. So their cunning plot was crystal clear. They wanted to trick Jesus to say what they themselves would not openly say, but secretly believed, that it is unlawful to pay the taxes required by the pagan Caesar, the Roman emperor. They brought the Herodians with them. If Jesus said so in the hearing of the Herodians, he would be reported as stirring up rebellion against the Roman rulers. On the other hand, if Jesus said that it is lawful to pay taxes to pagan Caesar, the Pharisees would convince the crowd that Jesus is a traitor, unworthy of their trust or following. Jesus, however, was neither deceived by their flattery nor blinded to their plot. The Gospel says, "But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, 'Why put me to the test? You hypocrites, show me the coin for the tax.' And they brought him a denarius. And Jesus said to them, 'Whose likeness and inscription is this?' They said, 'Caesar's.' Then he said to them, 'Therefore, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's.'" Friends, Jesus' hateful religious enemies were totally silenced. The Gospel says, when they heard it, they marveled, and they left him and went away. What divine wisdom! In a few words, Jesus wonderfully exposed the religious hypocrisy and divisive racial prejudices. He proved that indeed he is the perfectly holy heavenly Messiah teacher. As the new Adam, he is the promised seed of Abraham, who came to establish the blessed new humanity among all families of the earth. His is the throne of the forever kingdom of truth, righteousness, and peace, promised to King David. Hallelujah.